It hasn't sank in yet. I think it will take a while, but look, it was an amazing week. Exceeded all expectations. As you can imagine, we had a great week, and yeah, we couldn't have asked for any better. Austin, it went as smoothly as it could have gone.
I know we spoke earlier in the year at the West of Ireland Championship, and you were saying then you were playing pretty good golf. You've been in good form this year on a personal level.
Yeah, I've actually had a kind of a frustrating golf year myself, really, at home, but my good performances seem to be actually coming away from home, which is strange for me. But yeah, I was very comfortable out there this week, played nicely, and just it was just a pleasure to be there, really. Great to be involved with Golf Ireland and with the lads. We all got on really well, and yeah, we make memories for a lifetime there now. You know, friends forever, I would say. Now it'll be a reunion soon enough, Austin, to reminisce over what we've done. It's we knew we had a great chance going over, but we didn't expect what happened. You know, a 25 shot victory was a bit ridiculous, really.
Yeah, I take your point, you didn't know what to expect, but I suppose you did fancy your chances. You had Dundalk's Brendan Lawler as part of your team. He's the world number one ranked golfer, I think, in golf in this category.
Yep.
It was a step into the unknown, but you must have had a sense that you were in with a shout.
The captain is a man from Mazarine, Gareth McNeely, and he would have contacted me back in March, kind of April time, about a couple of trial days up in Carlton House. And when we all got, it was six players turned up for the trial, and it was no one to have a higher handicap than five. So when we got to that, we kind of knew it was four from six, that we have a really good, strong team here. But you still have to go out and do it. It's one thing having a strong team, it's the other thing actually delivering. But yeah, we were quietly confident that we knew ourselves that we had a really good chance. And yeah, we would have been disappointed if we didn't bring it home, but to do it in the margin we did it definitely exceeded all expectations. None of us thought it was going to go that well.
Sure, this was a 3-day competition, not completely dissimilar to the Ryder Cup format. You had foursomes on the Thursday, then greensomes on the second day's play, and then the singles matches yesterday. You were paired, I think, with Aidan Grenham from Ballinasloe.
Yeah,
they put the Connacht boys together on day one, and it seemed to start well for you.
Yeah, we played solid, a couple of mistakes. Very, very tight golf course, Austin. It's water on nearly every hole, up the left and up the right, so there was no margin for error. Very short and tight golf course, so we made a few mistakes, but we had a decent score the first day. I mean, 3+3, which was fine in foursomes. Got on really well with Aidan this week, and nice to have another Connacht man on the team. And then the two lads kind of said Connor Stone and Brendan Lawler shot five, but they had a very good back nine. They had a kind of a ropey front nine, but really steadied the ship then. And from there, we hit our stride. You know, we got settled in and never looked back.
And just a quick word on the format in terms of the second day's play. There might be a couple of people listening who are wondering, what is greensums in golf?
Yeah, greensums around our parts is called it's Scotch foursomes. So it's four players hit the tee shot, and you pick the best drive and play foursomes from there. So it's just a little variation of foursomes. It's quite similar, but it's just it's a bit more freedom in it. That, you know, if your partner is, you know, hit the fairway, you can maybe go for a bigger drive or take on a line that you wouldn't take if you were playing foursomes. So we knew we were really, really well suited for that format. Myself and Brendan would be kind of similar length off the tee, very kind of straight and accurate, and the two other lads were, you know, big hitters. So we kind of paired off accordingly, and essentially, I mean, Brendan just tried to hit the fairways and let the lads loose then, so it couldn't have worked any better, really.
And in case anybody's wondering, well, how strong was the field? A look at the leaderboard will show you all the golfing powerhouses of Europe were there, England, Sweden, etc. So, there was a full Monty in terms of the challengers you had this weekend.
Most of the golfing unions around Europe entered the team. Like I said, it's the first time Ireland have entered the team, so I'm not sure the 25 shot victory would be allowed back, but it was an amazing week. Amazing that Golf Ireland are involved, and you know, they're really. This is only the start of the push for disability golf. It's only going to get bigger for us, I think.
Yeah, we've spoken a couple of times at recent West of Ireland Championships. Alan, you've competed in the West in recent seasons and we've interviewed you once or twice during recent championships. I'd have to confess that up until recently, I was blissfully unaware that you had a disability. Do you mind me asking what your physical disability is?
Yeah, so I was born with no fingers on my left hand. Born without a left hand, essentially. I was born kind of from the wrist. From my wrist down was missing, essentially, and I had 11 surgeries between the age of kind of 2 and 4, to have 2 of my toes transferred onto my hand, which allows me to grip the golf club, allows me to do everything I need to do. Not many people know. I don't hide it. I'm not ashamed of it like that. But it's not really. I don't know. Define me. It's not held me back in any stretch of imagination, especially with golf. You know, I don't know different. So, it was a strange step for me to kind of nearly admit that I was in this space of disability golf. But with the opportunities that are there, you know, I'm happy to take up what's coming. You know, but yeah, I wouldn't have considered myself disabled, or would never let it define me or anything like that. You know.
Well, I've never noticed that the way you strike a golf club puts you on a par with anyone I've seen locally, the way they strike a ball. You're born and bred with golf. You live within chipping distance of the practice green at Peter Sligo Golf Club?
Yeah. My apartment is literally 100 yards from the putting green,
So was golf always your game, Alan?
It was. I played a lot of soccer when I was younger as well. It was soccer and golf. But it was quite clear that I was better at golf than soccer, so golf kind of took over. And with the summers in Sligo, you know, you have two options really, living out in Rosslyn. You can go sailing for the summer or you can go golfing for the summer. And it was just, it was nearly when I was a kid every day out to County Sligo and got dropped off there for the day. And you go play in the morning and you have your lunch and you go practice in the afternoon. And that was the routine for my childhood really. And yeah, couldn't have asked for any better, you know. Great environment to grow up in, and you know, I've made a lot of great friends through the years, and we all still play together now. Those same lads that all play together all the way through. I was never treated any different, like, you know, and they still don't treat me any different. A lot of lads wouldn't even realise that I have a disability, and that's the way I would like it to say, you know.
And representing your country in an international golf tournament, what was that experience like?
Amazing. It was. I never even thought it was on the map for me. I've always played what we call well-bodied events. You know, amateur golf. You know, I'm a decent player, but I would never ever be pushing a Connacht team or an Irish team or anything like that. So it was never even in my thoughts that I could ever represent my country at it. So it hasn't sunk in, Austin. It really hasn't sunk in. The week was amazing. Great, you know. Again, I just keep saying that Ireland to be involved was just special. Neil Manship was there with us, you know, the Shane Lowry's coach. He's the head of performance in Golf Ireland. We were treated like royalty. We were treated the same as any other Golf Ireland team would be, with the same opportunity. So it was, I can't speak highly enough of it. It was amazing.
So much of tournament golf is psychological as much as physical and basic golfing ability. Alan, what was that like? Granted, you had the cushion of a good few number of shots at the top of the leaderboard, but, you know, managing that lead and ensuring that your mind didn't play tricks with you, was that a challenge, or was it something that sat comfortably with you?
It actually wasn't, because the final day was singles, so you're kind of on your own ball, and the European Disabled Golf Association was called EGGA, and there was actually ranking points available yesterday for the individual scores. So we all just kind of, it was nearly like a new tournament. So we all kind of had our own goals to go out and shoot a good score yesterday, and the tournament then kind of took care of itself. So we all, you know, we got three. It was 3 out of 4 to count. We got the score on the board, and that was it. We ended up extending the lead, but. Yeah, so it wasn't too bad. The fact that there was nearly a separate tournament for the last day helped, you know, kind of took our mind off that we had such a big advantage, you know.
How will you celebrate now?
Well, I'm currently sitting outside O'Neill's pub in Maynooth. I went to college here, so I was actually shocked this morning. A lot of my friends from Maynooth came to greet me in the airport. organised by my lovely girlfriend Sarah. So yeah, we're currently here. I don't know what the plan is for the rest of the day, but I'm sure it'll include a few pints of stout along the way.
Well, yeah, I think you've earned them. And golfing wise, will this win reshape your ambitions for your own golfing career? I mean, what is potentially next for you on the agenda?
Yeah, so I'm hoping. So there's essentially, I've got two kind of avenues. I can play the amateur golf in the golf scene in Ireland, which is the north, south, east, west, and all that. We're going well in senior cup in the golf in Lost Point. So I'll be involved in that team, hopefully going forward. And then I'm getting heavily involved now in the Disabled Golf Association. So I have a hope to play a tournament in England next week. I've entered this open to get the green light from work to go to that. And then there's the first ever Irish Disability Open in Romantown in Dublin in the first week of July. So I'm playing that as well. And then a mixture then, Austin, of me, I'm hoping to get into the South and the North. And then I'm entered into the Madrid Disabled Open in September. So that's the rest of my summer. And I'll take scope then of where I am after that. So I just want to basically give it a go for the summer. See where it leads me then, and I'll see where I am then. I don't know where I don't know what the limit is. I'm not sure if I can make a living out of golf or anything like that. So I'm just going to give it a go this summer and see where I end up.
Well, it sounds like you've got lots of options in front of you, and you are still a young man, 27?
27, yeah. So, yeah, my best years ahead of me.
That certainly sounds like it. Well, look, well done on a terrific 3 days of golf in Belgium. I hope they do let you come back and play and defend your title next year. Is it an annual championship or is it biannual?
It's biannual. So next year it'll be individual. So it'll be the European Championship.
Okay.
It'll be individual. And then, so the team event, they change it into a team event every second year.
Okay, and am I right in thinking that Brendan Lawler, your Ireland teammate from Dundalk, is the world's number one ranked disabled player right now?
He is, he is a phenomenal player. He's as good a player as anyone in the country. He is so good.
Right. Well, look, well done, and enjoy the pint of Guinness. I think you've earned it this Sunday afternoon.
Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. And the best of luck with whatever your next step in your golfing journey takes you, Alan. And nice to be a European champion, and nice for County Sligo to have one.
Absolutely,
on this June
absolutely.
Weekend.
I just want to say my phone has been popping since I've been over here. So if anyone's listening, thanks to the new for all the support. I haven't got back to people yet, and they're kind of settled down, but. Yeah, the amount of messages I've had and people stopping me in town and all that, it's been amazing. I didn't even know that much people even knew me. So, yeah, no, I'm delighted with all the support, and thanks to everybody. It means a lot.
As a matter of interest, what's your best ever round at County Sligo Golf Club?
I think 64.
64.
Yeah, 64, 65, something like that.
Yeah, average enough. Yeah. Alan, great talking to you. Yeah, no, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Alan, thank you very much for taking the call, and congrats on your European Team Championship success with Ireland, and I'm sure we'll see you on the golfing circuit and featuring prominently in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, listen, thanks for having me on.